Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
Indianapolis, we have discussed the issues that come from those who are ideological trying to push that down our throats. Now, you say, well, Tony, you don't live in Indianapolis, so you don't have a say. Well, I think the argument could be said the other way. If you continue down these roads, who is actually going to live here? Well, those of us who want a world where we are safe from car accidents. You aren't safe from a car accident unless you end cars on the roads. Aha! This is, of course, where people are going with things like Vision Zero. Vision Zero is not about making things safer. Vision Zero is about ending cars on the road. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. They're already trying to implement it here in Indianapolis. It should be fought with everything in us. Of course, it's a terrible idea. These people who want the dedicated bus lanes for these electric buses, never mind the idea of electric buses. This isn't about helping people move about. This is about putting an end to cars. Anything that's called traffic calming is about putting an end to cars. This came from the Telegraph. There is, in the European Union, new tech. Cars are sold in the European Union, Northern Ireland, with something called intelligent speed assist. It's going to prevent accidents. These devices will slow you down. So that way, by the way, speed assist is nothing more than speed slowing. Speed slowing eventually becomes times where we have too many cars on the road, so it's speed stopping. Don't tell me I can't talk about the slippery slope. Anybody who doesn't see this is nuts. Look for people in Indianapolis to be cheering this. It's all part of the same nonsense to keep you from being able to move about. Because after all, why should you be able to move about in a car? You should take the bus. You should take the centralized way of doing things. That'll keep you safe and save the environment. That you won't have freedom of mobility, well, that's just a wonderful, wonderful bonus. What happened to the Indy 11? What's going on with the city with Major League Soccer? Ersal Özdemir, the owner of the Indy 11, is scheduled to be with us to talk about it next. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning.
Does this mean then that the Indy 11 Park project idles? Does it move forward? That the groundbreaking is done, that's a ceremonial thing. But do we now see things, or is it, let's stop until we figure this out?
Well, that's entirely up to my friend Ersal Özdemir. I mean, whether he wants to continue. I want to make
but
it clear.
But city support was very important for this.
Well, absolutely. And we're committed to building a soccer stadium that is soccer specific.
That is Mayor Joe Hogsett speaking on Wish TV to Scott Sander about bringing a Major League Soccer team to Indianapolis, which, well, was thought to be underway. After all, the Indy 11, which plays in the USL, been here for over a decade. They play at IUPUI. They have played games before at Lucas Oil. And then we learned about this tax district that they had been working on creating to be able to have the funding to put together a stadium there at the Diamond Chain factory. Now, people can talk about, you know, funding of stadiums all they want, but the point is on their way to Major League Soccer. Tony Katz, good to be with you. And then we learned that the mayor makes an announcement I visited with Major League Soccer. We're doing this. But weren't they doing this with the Indy 11? Ersal Özdemir joins me right now. He's the owner of the Keystone Group and of the Indy 11. I appreciate you taking the time. This has been the big conversation in Indianapolis for the last few days since this announcement came. And one of the first questions that has been asked is, did you have a deal? Did the Indy 11 have a deal with the city of Indianapolis about bringing Major League Soccer to Indy, or at least agreeing on building what's known as 11 Park, the stadium with the retail and the everything else?
Good morning, Tony. Thanks for having me. I am excited to be here to talk about 11 Park. Obviously, I'm a Purdue engineer. I'm a builder. I'm a developer. And I want to just kind of talk about the facts today. Keystone is one of the largest real estate developers in Indiana, and we focus on transformational mixed-use developments. As you know, in the last recent years, downtown, we've invested over $250 million, you know, to building, redeveloping buildings, and we now own over almost 30 acres that we own and control downtown. So my goal is obvious. I'm a builder. I want to do that, and I want to build a transformational mixed-use development downtown. And that's what our goal has been, and that's what really we're focused on to do that. And obviously, for us, there's a right way to do this is that we purchased a franchise. We looked around the country. There's a lot of cities that have a Division II teams, professional teams, like Cincinnati, Nashville, and Portland, and Seattle, and they've done the right thing to get to MLS. But when I purchased this team, over 10 years ago, and our goal was privately funded, myself, and we basically, as you said, played at Carroll Stadium. We showed the Indiana that soccer is the world's game, Indiana's team, and we will be successful in the long term. And then what we invested over the years, as you know, that we rented the State House in 2019 to show our vision. For those that, obviously, there's been so much happened since then, that just to recall, when we were at the State House, we talked about 11 Park being transformational neighborhood development. Soccer is the anchor tenant for that, for Indy 11, but it wasn't just about the soccer stadium, because that's what we do. Keystone does transformational neighborhood developments. And we talked about building apartments. We talked about building hotel, restaurants, retail. We shared our vision that we want to help transform downtown, as we've done it over 20-some years.
And the city, and we should state that the General Assembly agreed with this vision, and the legislation passed to create the specific tax districts to help these stadiums. When the groundbreaking took place, Mayor Joe Hogsett was there, Governor Eric Holcomb was there, officials were there. And it was certainly the belief of Indianapolis, of Hoosiers, that the city was working with the Indy 11, your team, to bring the stadium there and therefore work towards a Major League Soccer. The question people have is, what changed?
You know, obviously, again, I am focused on what I thought is the right way to do this, to build a transformational riverfront development. As you said, we have had so much support. This part of downtown has been neglected for a long time. If you see downtown north, east, every direction has been developed. We thought this will completely transform that. That's why we have so much support from the public for this. Everybody has been very excited. And after the legislation passed, right, not only that, we basically went and acquired property privately, and that property that I'm willing to give it to the city towards the stadium. And obviously, we got a lot of public input. How do we create a transformative area for the city to do that? We've done everything that we said we were going to do in 2019 when we asked for state support. More than that, we've actually able to acquire more land around it to make a bigger impact for the city. And the project has even gotten larger than what we said we will do in 2019. So the legislation passed to support 11 Park, didn't have really MLS requirement, and because it's a lot bigger than that. Stadium is actually a small component of the whole project. The real estate is privately financed. So we've kind of followed through the process, what we think is the right way to get this project done, to have a chance to have an MLS design stadium. The stadium has been designed. We're about 40% complete on the design. Then obviously we acquired the site. We had a groundbreaking, as you mentioned it. And then with that old understanding, we started tearing the buildings down. The site is now ready to be built. We've hired architects for that, privately funding that. So this is really the best place and quickest place to, if you're going to go anywhere, to get it done, because we are ready to build. We're ready to build now, not just the stadium, but it's 11 Park to transform that part of downtown.
So let's discuss that. Talking to Ersal Özdemir, the owner of the Indy 11. Mayor Hogsett says he met with Major League Soccer. 4 days later, he makes the announcement that Indianapolis is going for a Major League team. And now they have a new proposed map taking your site, the Diamond Chain site, out of that map, moving it over and making this change. Have you spoken with Mayor Hogsett about, hey, why aren't we working together on this?
As the mayor mentioned on his interview that you just played, we are one of the largest developers. As you know, we worked with mayor's administration successfully recently, and mayor is a friend, and I have had a great relationship with the mayor. So I am not quite sure. You're going to have to ask the administration why they decide to choose this site or the area they want to do. But I guess I'm talking about really the currently. There is already legislation in place. The council has passed in December to build 11 Park at 11 Park location in Diamond Chain. We have the community support, and we are ready to build that. So it is MLS eligible stadium. It is the quickest way to do that. I am also excited to hear that the mayor is supportive of MLS. As you know, we've been saying this since we started it. We do need a stadium for Indy 11, regardless, to have a great product, to provide the best services to our constituents, our supporters, or everybody in Indiana. But we've said it before. I'm excited. The mayor actually wants to bring MLS to Indianapolis. This isn't really, we're on the same page. We have the site. I bought that. I'm willing to give the land, and I am willing to sit down with the mayor today and continue work together to. If that is the also vision of the city, we are aligned on that. We're not sure why there's another site option. You're going to have to ask that to the administration as well. But we are ready to sit down with the city to work with them to create this transformational mixed-use development on the riverfront to do more than just a stadium, but create thousands of jobs, create a neighborhood, connect the west side and south side of downtown, and really change the skyline of the city for not just people going to soccer games, for the new headquarters, Elanco, Fortune 1000 being built across the street, the zoo fans across the street, the Lucas Oil events, Colts, and any events, concerts are there. You're a block away. You're going to have restaurants and apartments and walkable. Indians is a block away. The White River right. Park is a block away. So we're going to transform not only that, but also be the catalyst to finally to activate the river that we've all been talking about it and be part of the state of Indiana's vision to activate White River Park as well.
Before I let you go, because we only have so much time, I want to address something that was brought up when this announcement got made by Mayor Joe Hogsett. Some of the usual suspects of the journalist class of Indianapolis said that this simply means that Ersal Özdemir and the Indy 11 didn't have the money to go with Major League Soccer. It's a $500 million buy-in. You've got $1 billion that it's probably going to take for a stadium, and you've already said that number. Allow me to ask the hard question. Does the Indy 11 have the $500 million that it would take to buy into Major League Soccer?
Well, Tony, as we said before, and maybe I should have mentioned that I have done this on my own privately for almost 10 years. Maybe it's not as clear, it's on our website, but I've recently added, to do it right way, you need local ownership group. This is Indianapolis, this is our town, and I've brought in some of the most respected Indiana families, they're born and raised here, to be part of my own ownership group. You can look it up, their name, Salem family, Hageman family, Ricker family. So collectively, obviously, these are great families that are willing to invest to make sure that we have all the resources to do the stadium as well as the real estate development. And if there's an opportunity for MLS, again, MLS, it isn't just you write a check, you bring MLS. You have to have all the ingredients to be available, like a local ownership group, like a stadium deal, like a do that. And this is all we have been doing. We've been, since day one, follow the base of the right way to do this, to build the team, build the fan base, you know, get a legislation passed, then buy the land, get it designed, and work with the cities to do that. We've done everything for us until we get to this point to get us become eligible for MLS. And so, obviously, we've done all the work to get it here to do that. That would have been our next, you know, push, is that after the stadium is finalized, which we're hoping that it's done now, then we will be putting all efforts and resources towards an MLS franchise to do that.
Ersal Özdemir, owner of the Indy 11, I appreciate you taking the time. I have many more questions, and we may need to do this again and sooner rather than later. Ersal Özdemir, Indy 11, thank you so much. I apologize for the delay, everybody. More on that interview with Ersal Özdemir coming up in a little bit. What I heard him say. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. We should be clear that Kristi Noem will not be the vice presidential nominee of Donald Trump. The governor of South Dakota has removed herself from contention after admitting in a book that she shot her 14-month-old dog. To which people said, I'm sorry, what now? While I am somebody who thinks that people go overboard with their pets, I believe that's a kind way of me saying how I feel. People love their pets, and I do not deny that that is true, and I do not deny that a pet is worth loving. Your dog, your cat, whatever it may be, they love them. They love them. And when people kill people, these are the people who might say that's awful. You kill an animal, they lose their minds. Well, there's an excerpt of Kristi Noem's book where she says the dog had an aggressive personality and could not be trained and could not be controlled. The dog tried to bite me. And so the dog had to be put down, and that she did it. And some people might say, well, it shows the strength. I only know what I know. This will be the only subject if she's the vice presidential nominee. Nothing else will get discussed ever. It'll be shades of Mitt Romney with the dog on the roof. I don't understand any part of it. All I know is what I know. Kristi Noem is not in the running. She's not in the running. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. I expected him to come in hotter. But maybe he was trying to say something different. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. The Podcast Center has everything we do. Do not miss a show. Do not miss a segment from everything from Tony Katz in the Morning News or Tony Katz Today. It is all there at WIBC.com. You can just click on the Podcast Center, a little banner there, and boom, there it is. Easy. To find, easy to get to. This saga about Major League Soccer is not actually about soccer. And this is where I want everybody to make the differentiation in their head. This is about the city. This is about Indianapolis. And really, this is about the future. Indianapolis can thrive, in my view, without MLS. So let's not think that somehow this is the one thing we need for success. I believe Indianapolis can have success, but as we discuss very, very often, success has to come from a vision. The vision of Indianapolis has been sports. And it has been outrageously successful. They write books about what India has done. It cannot be denied. The success of sports comes from building a stadium without a team. I mean, that is a crazy level of faith. It's an insane move. And yet, it's part of the Indianapolis lore. It makes sense that people would want to build on that. I think doing things like the swim trials here, as we're doing that this summer, all these things are good things on that smaller side, on the amateur side, and on that professional side. I have made the argument that it cannot be only sports, which is why I have for forever favored a performing arts center in downtown Indianapolis. You need things that can happen for families and others outside of the sports bar culture. If you're coming here for a conference, for a convention, it's laid out for you. If you're coming here as a family, it is a more difficult process. So you need more things for people to come down for. Performing Arts Center, museums, those kinds of things. And this is what I have favored. I'm a fan of the Indy 11. I am. I have a full disclosure. I have a friendship with Ersal Özdemir. I won't lie about that. But I am not afraid to ask a question because you come first and the job comes first and everybody knows it. Just moments ago, we had him on the show to discuss what was happening because here it is, the Indy 11, this tax district that the Indy 11 has been working on, that the General Assembly passes, the building of what's known as going to be known as 11 Park at the Diamond Chain Complex right across from Lucas Oil Stadium. It would be a stadium, it would be retail, it would be apartments, and clearly the move for the Indy 11 to try to go MLS, Major League Soccer. Well, the next thing you know, there's Joe Hogsett making an announcement all by himself, by the way. No members of the City County Council, no members of his team, saying that he's going to apply for a Major League Soccer team. They then move the tax district so it no longer is where Ersal Özdemir's plan is. It's like they cut him out completely. And I don't know why. And of course, one of the questions was, well, or I should say one of the statements from the pseudo-intellectual said, he doesn't have the money for the team. Right? And they didn't know. They have no data to prove their argument. They just say it. According to Ersal Özdemir, they have got the people, they've got the families, and they've got the financing. That's the way I took that. In off-the-record conversations, background that I've had with a lot of people, that's not the issue here. So you can have a conversation about the idea of whether you like soccer or not. Sure, go ahead, knock yourself out. You can have a conversation about whether or not there should be these special tax districts that help fund the stadium. That's a worthy conversation, and that's in its own silo. The question before us is, why did Joe Hogsett do what he did? Why is the Indy 11 seemingly being cut out? And the part that I was kind of thought different than I expected from Ersal Özdemir, owner of the Indy 11, I expected him to come in hotter. That was a guy who was saying, we want to build a stadium. We've been doing this. Let's work together. Let's do the thing. Let's bring a team. Let's go. That was a guy saying, I don't know what's going on, but with Hogsett, I still want to do this thing. Let's do this thing. So he did not come in as hot and as aggressive as I actually was expecting seeing this move from Hogsett. So now it goes back to Joe Hogsett to answer the question of why did you make this move? Because his interview with Scott Sander on Wish TV doesn't say anything. Why did you go about this move? What ownership group do you have? Why is it not possible at Diamond Chain? What was the point of this? This had to be done so publicly? Now I invite Joe Hogsett onto the show to discuss it. I have no idea. He once told me that he listens. Well, here we are, having this conversation. And one that goes very deep, sir, because The one thing we haven't discussed is the idea of trust. Did the Indy 11 believe that the city was a partner, and did the partner just pull the rug out from under them? And if that's the case, who trusts future deals with the city? And is that the legacy, Joe Hogsett, that you were expecting to create for yourself? Call in. Happy to discuss it.